The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Paul and I are back this week and we're chatting to Linda Ryan, our US and worldwide product manager, as well as Kathleen Marr from our social team. Linda was recently on a trip to New York City and they packed in all the must-see attractions you have to do when you go to New York City. Linda is here to share all those top tips with us from her fam trip. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you very much, Jill.
Hey, hey.
Great to have Linda along. Great to have Kathleen along.
Yeah, and great to cover all things New York.
In the studio.
Yeah. So, Linda, you were recently on a fam trip. Tell us a little bit about that. Who did you fly with and how did you get there?
So we flew with JetBlue. So JetBlue have just come into Ireland and they launched their flight into JFK and into Boston in May. So it's a seasonal flight and it's running now until October. So the flight was really nice. We were lucky enough to get, they have three cabin types. So they have their economy cabin is called Core. Then they have a Even More Space, which is the extra leg room. So I was in Even More Space on the way out.
Nice.
And then I was lucky enough to get the Mint Class, which is their business class on the way back.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So it was the only difference normally for me flying to the States was it was a narrow bodied aircraft. But it didn't feel like, even though the flight was long, it didn't feel like claustrophobic or, okay. You know, especially with the Even More Space seat pitch that we were in was really comfortable. The staff were lovely. The food was nice. And the entertainment system, they had all the latest movies.
Yeah, I've heard great things about their entertainment. Yeah. Their in-flight entertainment system being really good.
And the other good thing is they offer Wi-Fi on board. So everybody was on the Wi-Fi for the whole flight.
Okay.
Which was really good.
And that's free.
And that's free.
Okay, that
is
good.
Yeah. So overall, it was a great experience. Yeah, really would recommend them.
And good to have more competition on the route. So with JetBlue on the route, who else is there?
So from Dublin, you have Aer Lingus. You also have United and Delta. And then from Shannon, you have Aer Lingus. And then seasonally, you have United and Delta as well.
And so, American as well, I think.
Yeah, so you have a lot of airlift out of Ireland. Yeah. Into New York.
So it's really good.
Yeah,
huge amount of flights.
Yeah.
Must be like upwards of 20 plus flights a day.
Yeah.
Or thereabouts when you look at all of the different destinations.
Yeah, huge amount of flights. So it's great.
Okay, great.
And what about where you stayed on your fam trip? Will you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so we stayed in the Fitzpatrick Grand Central. So I think there was about 12 of us all together. Six stayed in the Fitzpatrick Manhattan and then the other six stayed in the Fitzpatrick Grand Central. I really liked this hotel. The location you can't beat. We were like 5 minutes from Grand Central Station. The Summit One Vanderbilt was like literally around the corner. You're 15 minutes walk from Times Square. Location wise was excellent. We found this little breakfast place right next door to the Fitzpatrick Grand Central. So quite reasonably priced. And we had breakfast in there some of the mornings. And the hospitality in the Fitzpatrick's is second to none. It's like a home away from home.
Yeah, they're really nice because they don't feel too big.
Yeah.
And you get that sense of Ireland. And I know it seems like you want to go away when you want to go away, but, you know, it is nice in New York. I think they have created a great brand and a great concept in their hotels in terms of where people want to be.
Yeah. And then the Fitzpatrick Manhattan was probably about four, maybe five blocks up on Lexington. So a little bit further up, but I particularly like the Grand Central for its location.
Great.
Yeah.
Very good. And what else hotel-wise would you be thinking we should have as recommendations for our customers for New York?
Yeah, so I went to see a couple of the hotels. So I went to see the Paramount Hotel. So it's right on Times Square. It's one of our lead-in properties. Mm-hmm. So I would call it a three-star hotel. They've just recently renovated all the rooms. So by the end of April, every single hotel room will be renovated. They're really nice. Now they're small, but hotel rooms in New York are always small. Yeah. You'd be lucky to get a big hotel room. And they're in the process of building a new lobby bar, which will be really, it looks like the plans look really good. So I would definitely recommend that one. You can't beat the location. Like, you're right in the middle of where all the shows, the Broadway shows take place. Another one that we went to see was the Knickerbocker Hotel. So again, this is in the Times Square area. It's an old historic building. The building on the outside is fabulous, I think.
I've heard from the 1900s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's a 4-star, but I would really give it a 5-star.
Yeah.
So if you want like a really nice hotel in Times Square, I would go for the Knickerbocker. It has a lovely rooftop bar with amazing views as well. The other one that we saw was the Tiempo by Hilton Times Square. So again, just off Times Square, great views. They have in the room ceiling to floor windows. And if you're lucky enough to get a corner room, the views there are amazing. And then one other hotel that we went to see, I just want to mention, is the Freehand New York. So this one I would probably recommend for second timers because it's on 23rd Street. So you're a little bit away from the action. You're about 30 minutes from Times Square, but it's in the Flatiron District.
Okay.
So it's for me, it was like funky for young people. There's a lot of colleges around that area. Up the road, there's a park called Madison Square Park. And that has lovely bars and restaurants. So I think if you're a second timer or a third timer even going to New York and you want something a bit different, that's the hotel that I would go for. Okay. Now, the rooms, again, are small, but perfectly comfortable, clean. Definitely recommended for the younger traveller. There's a bar, nightclub, rooftop bar. So it's lively as well.
Brilliant. Nice. Some great ideas and some like a great range from the kind of 3-star refurb Paramount up to the 4-stroke 5-star Knickerbocker.
Yeah.
And then the Freehand for something different.
Exactly.
And like we do have, and you curate it all, we have some great properties on the website.
Yeah. There's also a couple of hotels that I got in to see, kind of our lead in, like the Manhattan at Times Square and the Park Central.
Yeah.
So they're really good prices. You wouldn't be staying there for luxury. Obviously, they're very, very basic, but the location is between Times Square and Central Park.
Great location.
So it's the ideal location,
yeah.
isn't it?
The ideal location. Yeah. Really, really good
and
location.
What are they called again, Linda?
So the Manhattan at Times Square and the Park Central.
Very good.
Another really good one for a location as well is the New Yorker. The New Yorker.
Yes.
Yeah. I've stayed there and it's on 32nd Street, literally one block from Macy's. Madison Square Gardens is across the road and Port Authority to get your bus to Jersey Gardens if you want to shop is like a 5-minute walk away. But that street itself, 32nd Street, or 34th Street, sorry, is so good for shopping as well. So and it leads right up to Fifth Avenue. Like it's a really good spot as well to be in.
It's a really iconic hotel with the red neon sign.
It
as
is.
Well.
It is. You spot in films and TV shows all the time.
Yeah. Everybody would know the name.
Again, the room we had was small, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, for what you needed for.
Yeah.
You need a bed. That's it. Yeah. You're in New York. You're out and about.
Yeah. Like there isn't going to be many new builds. The rooms are going to be small.
Yeah.
Nobody complains about it. I think everybody knows it. Great insights. And anything about the shows? Anything worth seeing on Broadway?
So we went to see, we got a choice of going to see Aladdin, The Lion King or Water for Elephants. So I decided to go and see the latest one, whichever the newest one was. So it was really good. It was kind of, it was based on a boy that had run away to the circus. But some of the team went to see Aladdin and The Lion King, the classic ones.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, it was packed, like, the queues to get into the Broadway shows. So I definitely wouldn't be leaving it till the last minute. I'd definitely be booking the Broadway shows before you go. And obviously we can sell the Broadway shows as well. So just give us a call and we can add them onto your booking.
Great. It's a really nice thing to do in the evenings, isn't it, in New York?
Yeah.
That or go to a sporting game either.
Yeah. You know, and it was actually really exciting because as we were walking, we had been in the MoMA gallery and we walked down to Times Square. And we saw a bit of commotion going on. We were like, oh, what's going on? Who's here or whatever? We knew that it was somebody, a celebrity. And it was Shakira.
No way.
Yeah. So she was about to come on, but we were going into the show, so we didn't get to see her.
Okay.
But one of the guys popped out of the show just to go and see her and came back into the show. So
was that all over the social media that she did like some free show at?
Yeah,
the...
it was really last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also saw Donald Trump when we were there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we saw him coming out of Trump Towers.
I thought you were going to say out of a courthouse.
Yeah. So we did a bit of celebrity spotting and we also saw Anna Wintour, who's the
editor of Vogue. From Vogue. Yeah,
yeah. So we saw her as well. So that was
quite
cool.
Quite the celebrity
spot. She
just
got out of her car in front of us and start walking down the street.
That's cool.
How it is in New York.
Yeah.
And like in terms of the show was... Like,
oh, the show was really good. Yeah. So...
Water for Elephants.
Yeah, it was a book. I definitely think I must have read that. I think I've read that in it like before.
It was a book. Yeah. But I would definitely, like, the show started at 7:30 on the button. I would be telling clients, you need to get to the theatre by 7. We had to queue to get in, and you weren't going to be let in if you were late. So just, you know, and the whole of that area, all that Broadway shows everywhere was packed and full of people.
What would you need to budget for a Broadway show?
Well, the tickets will start off from about 99.
Okay.
And go up depending on obviously where you're going to be seated.
Okay.
Yeah, but the cheapest seats are from about $99.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad, I guess. Yeah.
What else did you go visit? Did you go and see any of the attractions?
Yeah, so I've been to New York about 4 times, but I hadn't been recently. So some of the new ones that I went to see that I hadn't seen before was like The Edge at Hudson Yards and the Top of the Rock I had been to before, but I hadn't done The Beam. So okay. We got to do The Beam.
Oh yeah, that's the iconic.
Yeah,
sitting out.
Yeah, so that was really cool. That was so. Anyway, you go up to the very top, and the experience only lasts about 5 minutes. But they put you sitting on the beam, and you have a seatbelt because it does actually go up. So
okay.
So it goes up. I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 foot, and then it turns you. Yeah. So it's a little bit nerve wracking when it turns you because you do feel like you're. On the top of a skyscraper. It's a weird sensation, but then you're facing Central Park.
Oh wow.
And it's just like
wow,
it's one of those wow moments.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like being on a movie set.
I love the Top of the Rock. I think it's one of the nicer viewing galleries, viewpoints in New York.
Yeah, so we did that, and then it just turns you back around and just lands. So you get a little at the end, and you get photographs and a little video clip of you at the
very nice
on the beam.
I love Top of the Rock at sunset and like dusk when night is coming in. Oh my god, because I think when people think of observation decks in New York, they always think Empire State Building, but you want that in your view, don't you? Like you want to be able to see that as part of the skyline because it's so iconic.
Yeah,
so the beam is new though. I must do that next time.
Yeah, the beam was really good. The other one, the one that I liked the best actually was The Edge at Hudson Yards.
Tell us about that. I haven't heard
like,
of this.
It's in Hudson Yards is the name of the area. So just to give people an idea, it's along where the river is. We got on a subway in Times Square and it was maybe two or three stops. And we got off and you're literally getting off the subway and the entrance into The Edge is there. So it's right there in front of you. So it's the highest outdoor deck in New York. So if you're looking at the New York skyline, you're going to see The Edge as being the highest one. So it's the highest one. And it's all angled glass. So when you walk in, you've got a 360 degree view of New York. Like it's just, it takes your breath away. It's like, wow, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And has a glass floor as well. And that you can actually stand or sit on the glass floor and look down. And you can look right down to the street, 100 stories down.
Wow.
So yeah, it's very, very cool. And a fabulous view of the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. Like, it's just right there.
Wow.
Yeah,
the
it's
edge
amazing.
Of Hudson Yards must
yeah,
do it.
Really liked that one.
And then the One World Observatory?
Yeah, the One World Observatory. So that's down at the World Trade Center where the 9/11 Memorial is.
Okay.
So it actually doesn't really have anything to do with the 9/11 Memorial. It's another observation deck.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be the fastest lift. So you get up to the top in 47 seconds. So the ears are popping and the lift is shaking.
Oh, it's part of the experience.
Yeah. And again, when you get to the top, like it's amazing views. I don't think they're as good as The Edge.
No, I've done it. Yeah, I'd agree. It was good to see. And I think I did it just after it opened and a few more of the attractions around the World Trade Center site and the memorial site had opened. And it was good, but it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. It has more views of kind of the river and the bridges as opposed to the skyscrapers.
Yeah.
And then the other one we did was the Summit One Vanderbilt. This is amazing as well. This is new. It's 3 floors of multi-sensory things. So you have the balloons on
the balls.
They look like, what was that, Kathy?
It's the big silver balls.
The big silver balls, also known as balloons.
I never knew they were balloons.
Yeah, no, they're actually balloons. So when you go onto that floor, like it's balloons just floating around everywhere, like that you can kick or throw up in the air, whatever.
They look so solid.
Yeah. I'm glad they're balloons.
Yeah, they're balloons. Yeah. And then one of the floors is just all glass and mirrors. So it's just like, it's amazing. It's just like, I can't even describe it. Like it's just all mirrors and glass. And again, amazing views. And then one of the top floors has a really nice rooftop bar where you can get a cocktail and you can go outside and the views are amazing. So the because of its location, it's right beside Grand Central Station. So
very handy.
Yeah, so the view is the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building are literally just right in front of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Cool. You've covered so many new things. Like you think of New York and you think of all the things that we all know about. But like I've been 9 times and all the things that you just spoke about, Bar Top of the Rock, I've never done.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I need to book another trip.
There's a lot of new things. Yeah.
It's brilliant. They've completely added a whole other category of attractions to do for anyone who has been before to come back and visit again.
Yeah.
Because
my
to-do list just got busier.
Yeah. What would be your favorite things to do since you've been there 9 times?
I've been 9 times, but I haven't been recently. So like my last time was 2017 or 2018.
Okay.
But for me, I'm big on the atmosphere and I'm big on the emotion of New York. So I know it sounds kind of cliche, but I just love walking through the streets and the cities.
It's like being on a movie set.
It really is.
It's exciting.
And taking that in is a really big part for me. I absolutely love Times Square. I don't know if it's the marketer in me. I don't know if it's the little girl watching a movie on TV back in the day, but I just love what you come across in Times Square. I just absolutely love it. I just always feel like I've been plonked right into the middle of a film. I'm also a big Central Park fan, and I think it's so much more than a park, and it's kind of a place that surprises people as well, because there's lots of things in it that people don't realise. You know, you see the iconic shots of the Bow Bridge and you see the Humpback Bridge. I actually got engaged there, fun fact, which was very nice. But there's also a castle in there, Belvedere Castle, and a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, from the movie with Brenda Fricker.
Are you thinking of Home Alone?
No,
because that's not in Home Alone. But there's another, it's like an Archie part.
Yeah.
That is in Home Alone.
Okay, maybe I'm...
Yeah.
I'm,
no, it could be in another Brenda Fricker film I haven't seen.
I'm hopeless.
But
so many films.
I know. And then like if you're a Disney fan, it's the Alice in Wonderland statue. That's gorgeous. And there's the John Lennon memorial. There's just lots of lovely things throughout Central Park, and I don't think people realise it. And whenever I go to New York, I just walk for days.
There was a lot of people on bikes. So they were a lot of people doing bike tours around Central Park.
That's nice. And I'm shopping. I mean,
and you got to the MoMA as well.
Yeah,
tell us about the MoMA, Museum of Modern Art.
Yeah, so I never on my own holidays go to museums. It's just not what I like to do. But we went to the MoMA anyway, and it was just amazing, amazing. Like we saw famous Picasso paintings, Van Gogh, Claude Monet paintings. Paintings that I would have even heard of, and I'm not a museum buff.
Yeah. And it's so close to like Fifth Avenue.
It's literally just off Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Like it's 5 minutes from St. Patrick's Cathedral.
And if you're not a museum person and you just want to do something, it has the most amazing shop.
Yeah.
The gift shop in the MoMA is just knockout. So like you could do a shop tour for free and just get some gizmos and gifts and leg it.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
But you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And we had a great tour guide who was bringing us around. She actually was the image of Meghan Markle. And we said it to her at the end and she said she gets it all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in terms of getting from A to B, what's your thoughts? Like, what would you be saying to people to do when you're in New York or to plan for?
One of the tips I would say is, so we got a subway ticket.
Yeah.
And it was a 7-day subway ticket and it was $35. So I thought that was great value. You can get on the subway for, if you're doing 3, 4, 5 nights, it was definitely the way to get around. And like we walked everywhere as well. So if you're not... Like you're able to walk around kind of where we stayed in the Times Square area. And like I walked from Times Square down to the Freehand Hotel on 23rd.
Yeah.
That took
me
about half an hour. But if you're going to the World Trade Center or the 9/11 Memorial, you would get the subway.
Yes.
Because that takes about 15 minutes on the subway. We also got the subway one of the nights we did the opera in the Lincoln Center, which is on 72nd Street.
Quite a way up.
Yeah, quite a way up. So we got the subway up there. Like we really used
And you found
subway.
It safe.
Yeah, found it safe. Like obviously you get a couple of characters on it. Yeah. You'll get a couple of characters.
On the Lewis.
Yeah. You know. So.
Not just the red
You know, but it kind of makes the experience as well, like looking at the characters, you know, as long as you just don't go near them, you know.
Watch from a distance.
But like everybody is just, it's New York. Everybody's just rushing around.
Yeah.
And
Busy.
I didn't feel unsafe at all on the subway. So I thought that was really good value. And again, Uber. Of course, Uber is everywhere. So you can Uber it anywhere.
So Uber app it on your phone and yeah. just Uber everywhere from
yeah.
A to B.
Yeah.
Great. And price-wise, what was your thoughts? Because like a lot of the feedback we hear is States got expensive, New York yeah. probably more so than some of the other destinations.
Yeah. I definitely, I'm not going to lie, I definitely thought it was expensive.
Yeah.
They're well aware of the fact that prices have gone up and it is expensive, but there are tips that you can kind of to save a little bit. So the tips I would recommend would be to pre-book all your attractions before you go.
Okay.
There's two benefits to that. Obviously, you'll have that budgeted, so you won't have to spend when you're mm-hmm. there. And also, a lot of these attractions, especially the new ones, you need a reservation
okay.
to go up, or you're going to be standing in queues for the whole of your
waste
holiday.
Of time.
Yeah. yeah. So that would be tip number one. Tip number two, get the subway ticket for the $35. I'm sure you could probably get a 3-day ticket maybe for less to get around. So that's tip number two. And then at some of the meetings that we went to with New York City tourism conventions, they told us that actually one of the things that has increased is the spend in supermarkets. So what a lot of people are doing is it's gone up by 40%, the average spend. A lot of people are going out to the supermarket, getting some breakfast and going back to the room and eating the breakfast in the room. Or the same thing at lunchtime. Like New York is not just Central Park. It's full of lovely little parks as well.
Yes, yes. Mm.
They're grabbing a sandwich on the go and sitting in the park if it's a nice day. And then they're using their spending money then for a nice meal at nighttime. Okay. So there are ways around it being expensive. Like, you know, some of the places we went to was no more expensive than Dublin.
Yeah.
Temple Bar or any of the hotels, the big hotels in Dublin, you know, it's probably some
as
places
expensive.
As
yeah.
expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So there's some good tips though, like pre-booking all of the visits that you intend to do, not only yeah. to save money, but to save time.
Yeah.
And use the subway, which yeah. is, I think, something that an awful lot of people probably don't think about when they go to New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like one of my favorites, and you have it on your list, is the High Line. I just love
yeah.
the High Line. It's like a walk through New York on a raised railway track right the way through. So you're walking past people's living rooms and bedrooms and through apartment buildings and office blocks and hotels. And it's just gorgeous. It was the day I did the absolute most steps ever on my phone.
Wow.
Was the High Line. And it was like kind of from where Intrepid is right the way down to
Intrepid.
The neighborhood.
Is it meatpacking?
Meatpacking district. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Very
it was
nice.
A lovely, lovely thing to do. There's just so much great things yeah. to do in New York. Mm.
I think they were saying they're still developing that area as yeah. well. They're putting in nice gardens and for people to kind of go through gardens and, you know, sit out in during
lovely.
The summer and that. Yeah.
That would be really cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Linda and Kathleen. We hope you all enjoyed learning more about New York and the new attractions. If you would like to follow us on our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. And then if you have any suggestions for us, please email us at podcast@clickandgo.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for joining us.
And all those hotels are going to be on. Gotta come. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. 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 Bye.